In the name of the one true living God, amen. In today's gospel, Jesus and his disciples found themselves traveling alone. And as they were passing through Galilee, Jesus told them a second time that he would be betrayed, killed, and then be raised on the third day. But Mark tells us that the disciples don't seem to get it. What part of being betrayed and put to death did they not understand? Didn't they hear the part about him rising again? It seems that those revelations certainly would have begged questions and lots of explanation, but perhaps they were too afraid to ask. Apparently, though, they had other things on their minds. Along the way, Jesus must have given the occasional glance back every now and then as he heard some of their conversation. So once they entered the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" The word says they fell silent, like a kid caught by their mama taking a cookie from a cookie jar without her permission. They were hesitant to answer. I can imagine Jesus rolling his eyes and looking up, mouthing an oy vey, and then taking a deep breath before beckoning them to come closer and sit down. Turns out, they had been fighting over which one was the greatest among them. We really shouldn't be surprised by their answer. Society, life, has conditioned us to think of ourselves as number one, the first, and the greatest. I am the greatest star, Barbara Streisand sang in the musical Funny Girl. I am the greatest, declared the late great boxer Muhammad Ali. Some of us who are the eldest in the pecking order of siblings may have had conversations similar to those of the Smothers brothers, Dick and Tom, back in the day. Remember how Tom used to interject, "Mom always liked you best." From sibling rivalries to comparing our favorite sports teams, automobiles, holiday, or scotch, we all want to know who or what is the greatest. Yes, we have been conditioned to be first, to seek the best, and to be the best, even to be better than them. We watch the news, search the internet, and look at advertisements, and we see who and what the world and society holds up. We have a notion that the greatest are those who have the most money and are the most educated, influential, powerful, the most glamorous, and possess the most toys. In and of themselves, there is generally nothing wrong with any of these things until someone else is put down, put in their place, excluded. Well, Jesus being Jesus quickly put things in perspective as he turned the notion of what it means to be the greatest on its head. He said to them, and he says to us, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." This moment is what has been called by religious scholars the Great Reversal, meaning that in the kingdom of God, things are different than how humankind and the world sees them. this morning, Jesus told his disciples and tells us that we are not to be concerned over who is the greatest. Now listen, he is not saying that we should not or cannot be great, but to look at how we understand what being great means. What does it mean and look like for us, you and me, to be great in today's world? For being the first or greatest is not always about power or prestige or rank. Mark tells us that Jesus took a little child into his arms and said to his disciples, "Whoever welcomes one such as a child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." From our early Bible school days or religion classes and on, we are used to seeing portraits of Jesus cradling a child or being surrounded by children. Those are wonderful images, and no doubt Jesus loved children. But as always, there is a lot more to Jesus' words. Greatness is in welcoming the child. That doesn't sound difficult. What wouldn't welcome a baby, a toddler, into their arms? But you see, Jesus isn't talking about the child. He is talking about who and what the child represents. You see, in first century Palestine, in the time of Jesus, children were considered to be at the very bottom of the social ladder, with no rights and no status. Children were considered nobodies, invisible, except in the eyes of loving parents. That may seem strange to us, who love and want to protect our children and grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, and the youngest among us. But in those days, children were thought to be insignificant until they were old enough to contribute to the family's income or able to care for aging parents. They were right there on the list with other folks considered outsiders and less than. A list that includes women, the elderly, sick, poor, foreigners. You get the idea. In the eyes of Jesus, in that great reversal, greatness is welcoming who the child represents, regardless of age. In other words, greatness is welcoming and accepting all those who the world deems the least of these: the hungry, sick, poor, thirsty, naked, the vulnerable, and everyone else. Greatness, you see, is not just found in our personal accomplishments, in the titles before or after our names, or in our political stances, or in the amount of wealth we may have, or in the clothes we wear, but in what we do with humility and in service to those who have little or nothing. In what we do for others in the name of love, God's love. The prophet Micah says to us, "He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." in caring for our sisters and brothers, in welcoming them, all of them. We show them the face of Jesus. We show them the love of our Creator God. And at times, this will mean putting aside our own wants and our needs, our accomplishments, so that we can be the good news, offering all that we have and all that we are given by our mighty good God. This is our challenge. This is our call, saints, as individuals, as the Episcopal Church of All Saints in Ascension, as members of the Diocese of Missouri, as members of Christ's body, the Church, with a capital C. As followers of Jesus, who came to serve and not be served, we are called to live our lives with kingdom hearts, acknowledging that at the end of the day, we are not greater than or better than anyone. As Christians, as followers of the way, let us see and hear and then act with a different mindset. A mindset that does not mirror the world, but mirrors the one who showed us how to live and showed us the ultimate way of true servanthood. May we seek to be servants of one another, loving and welcoming one another in His name. Amen.